Step 7. Okay, welcome back. Did you write down some good ideas from step 6? I hope so. As we said, behaviour will change, especially with this teaching and learning that you're undertaking, but you'll need to know how to respond to behaviour. Step 6 gives you that knowledge. Welcome to step 7, teaching the power of making great choices. And it is powerful to be in control and to trust in your ability to make great choices for yourself and for those around you. There's no doubt about it. Everyone has choice. No matter how horrid something is that has just happened to you, everyone has a conscious choice. Many times at school, I hear children say, "He made me do it." As adults, we sometimes teach children that they are powerless, without power, when nothing could be further from the truth. If you are reacting to people and problems in an impatient, emotional, or angry way, it's because you've learnt to do that. If you are reacting to people and problems in a calm and controlled way, it's because you've learnt to do that. In this step, you will read how crucial it is to be explicitly teaching your child about the power of choice, and in doing so, help them learn about self-control and self-management. Let's get together again in the MP3 for step 8.